Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
An apparently drunk driver crashed into a crowd of holiday celebrants in a Lower East Side park last night, killing three people and injuring seven others. We get the details from 1010 Winds reporter Monica Guy, who is on the scene this morning.
Cops say the pickup truck sped through the intersection of Water and Cherry Streets before slamming into a fence and barreling through the crowd. Mayor Adams was at the scene and says the driver was likely drunk.
It appears as though at this time, based on preliminary investigation, the driver was under the influence.
The driver was pinned down by Good Samaritans and held until cops arrived. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Police shot a young man who had stabbed and killed an 8-year-old boy and wounded his own parents. The violence took place in a luxury apartment building on 94th Avenue in Jamaica early on July 4th. The 29-year-old woman, who may have been the suspect's stepmother, ran into the street for help. Cops quickly intervened and interviewed a witness and made their way up to the extremely small fifth-floor apartment. NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell says the suspect had his father in a precarious position.
He had his father in a headlock over the kitchen sink, knife to his throat, cops behind. They gave at least four commands, both in English and Spanish, to drop the knife. He does not. They have use their weapons to save this man's life.
As the man held his father's head over the kitchen sink, the officers issued numerous commands in both English and Spanish to drop the knife, but he refused. The suspect was critically wounded and underwent surgery last night. An 8-month baby girl in the apartment was not harmed. In Brooklyn, a 22-year-old man was shot and killed outside a deli in Flatbush. The victim, who was not identified, rushed to Kings County Hospital, but he could not be saved. The Daily News says the shooting occurred after an argument with another man on Dorchester Road near Flatbush Avenue. A DJ was fatally shot while working at a holiday party in Queens last night after a fight broke out. Police say Travante Rankin was shot in the chest at the home on Montauk Street in St. Albans. He was outside the party when the fight began. Police have not yet determined if Rankine was involved in the fight or just a bystander. Rankine's wife, Sasha Marie, told the Daily News she felt weak and couldn't believe what happened. The Rankines have two children. He was working as an electrician at Carl Place High School in Long Island, but his passion was performing as a DJ. Karamich Singh was arrested in Levittown after he gave a fireworks to an 11-year-old boy. Police say he told the boy to ignite it. It malfunctioned and caused a fire that left four people homeless. Fortunately, no one was injured, but the fire, which began in a shed, spread to the man's home, causing extensive damage. Singh was charged with arson, unlawfully selling fireworks to a person under 18, unlawfully possessing or using or exploding fireworks, and endangering the welfare of a child. He's scheduled to be arraigned today at First District Court in Hempstead. It's not clear how or if he was related to the boy. And in Suffolk County, a 21-year-old man was injured while lighting fireworks. Ryan McCloskey of Eastchester lost several fingers when the device exploded in his hand. He also suffered a burn to one leg. The incident occurred at a party on Trouville Road in Copaig. McCloskey taken to Good Samaritan University Hospital in West Islip for treatment of serious but non-life-threatening injuries.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.